Here's what happened this morning with Stacey and Clayton.
This is either going to go really, really well or really, really poorly. Stacey and I usually have a game plan of what we're going to do. Stacey has no idea what we're going to do here, though. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try and pull a little bit of a David Blaine on you here, Stacey Cooper.
Magic.
I'm going to have a little magic trick for you. It's not really like a magic trick. It's more of like a brain trick, a word trick kind of thing. And you have to leave the room for like 5 seconds. You can't hear what I'm about to say on the air.
Okay.
Okay, so you have to leave the room.
Right now?
Bye-bye.
Okay.
See you soon. And
how many seconds?
Like 5 or 6. I'll yell at you when to come back in, okay? So maybe plug your ears out there too, because you might hear a little bit of the radio out there, okay? Close the door. Close the door. I'm going to try and make Stacey say carrot without her knowing it. The word is carrot. Carrot. Okay, come back in. You're good. Come back in. Okay, sit down.
Okay.
Okay, brain trick time.
Excited.
David Blaine time. Here we go. All right, Stacey. What is 2 plus 2?
2 plus 2 is 4.
What is 4 plus 4?
4 plus 4 is 8.
What is 8 plus 8?
8 plus 8 is 16.
What is 16 plus 16?
32.
Name a vegetable.
Grapefruit.
That's a fruit.
Oh, dang it.
Wow, that went poorly. It was supposed to be carrot. My Winnipeg buddy did this, and he made everyone say carrot.
What?
Because apparently when you say 32, like 32 carat, like when you think 32, 32 carat diamond or something like that, you know, something like that. Carrot's the one that's supposed to come to mind.
Hmm.
And you said grapefruit. It's not a vegetable.
Because I knew that something was coming, so I felt a little nervous to begin with. And I have to say, 32 carat is not what I would think of. I would think of 14 carat.
Okay, gotcha.
Wow,
well,
this
blew it then.
Sort of go poorly.
See, but here's the thing. It doesn't go poorly because I look like an idiot and everyone can laugh at me now. So really, it didn't go that poorly, right? Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. Ish.
It's basically that one where it's like you do rapid fire questions.
Yeah.
It's like, what's your middle name? Boom, you answer.
Yeah, exactly. That's what
Where
this
do
is.
You live?
Yeah,
boom.
Exactly.
And then you ask another question that you have to tell the truth to, because people's first instinct is to like tell the truth or
exactly.
know the answer. And then you kind of catch them on something like, do you love your boss? No. What?
Oh, no. Like, name a vegetable. Grapefruit was the first thing that came to mind.
You know what I was going to say was...
Fruit is in the name.
Cucumber.
Oh, okay. And
but
that
then
still
I
would have been
my
wrong.
My brain just completely shorted out on me and went for grapefruit.
Oh, I'm really glad.
I so blew this.
This went so well.
What are the lyrics to that song? I hope I haven't been singing it wrong. Now it's time to settle the score with Crew's Confused Lyrics.
Cha-cha-cha.
Okay, let's do this. On your birthday, first one, I don't know why I said that, comes to us from Amy.
That was so random.
Collective Soul, December. Amy hears, just took my son, so I drugged a man, your cat runneth over again.
Oh.
Just took my son, tortured a man, your cat runneth over again.
So much stuff
so
going on there.
Random. All of it.
So every single time you take your son, you drug a guy, and then you run over a cat.
Yeah, no, those are not the right lyrics. The right lyrics are so different. Just tilt my son towards your domain, your cup runneth over again.
Wow.
Just tilt my son towards your domain, your cup runneth over again.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. This next one is from Colton. The Bee Gees, How Deep Is Your Love? Colton hears, and you come to me on a submarine.
And you come to me on a submarine.
I'm literally picturing a woman just like riding a submarine with the wind blowing in her hair as she pulls up to like her boyfriend's boat.
I'm not picturing a woman. I'm picturing Barry Gibb on that submarine.
Oh, nice.
Just hanging out.
Barry All the
Gibb.
Hair.
Yeah, woo-hoo. Barry Gibb. The actual lyrics, and you come to me on a summer breeze.
And you come to me on a summer breeze.
Barry Gibb.
All right, last one. Daniela sent this one in. Steve Winwood, Higher Love. This is great. This is like a twofer for this one.
Okay.
Daniela hears, bring me a Tylenol Or we've also had it say, bring me an iron lung.
Yes, bring me an iron lung because it is 1968.
Oh,
bring
gosh,
me it.
That's hilarious.
Which one do you hear there, Tylenol or iron lung?
I don't know. It's one of those, like, the first one I heard was Tylenol. Or no, iron lung, but then I also hear Tylenol.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy. It's like that, our boss always makes reference, that whole blue dress, black dress, or green, whatever it was, where people were like, I see blue, I see green. It's just crazy the way you hear it. But of course, the lyrics are just like the title of the song, Bring Me a Higher Love.
When was the last time that sentence has been said, bring me an iron lung?
Who knows?
An iron lung reference on the show. Look out, we're edgy.
So we talked about this a little earlier this morning, and we wanted to know what you guys thought about Sir Paul McCartney's new music. His new song is called Get Enough. He's amazingly talented. His new song, though, not really getting much love. Have a listen and tell us if you can point out what is different about this song.
Do you remember the lights on the shore?
So far, so good.
How they reflected the rain on the road.
Still good.
I believe that you loved me alone.
Yep.
It was real. Do you remember?
Okay.
Sorry?
Now and then I see your face.
What's going on?
I've been wanting a loving embrace.
Oh my.
I've been looking for love, but it gets me nowhere.
McCartney using auto-tune.
Can I just say my favorite part of the whole song is the Those in that random I love that. Are you a fan of this auto-tune thing?
I don't know. I mentioned it earlier. I love the fact that he's experimenting. He's like 76 years old. He's been putting music out for a long, long time. And, you know, as an artist, you evolve, you change, you do different styles. This one, not my favorite. I prefer his voice as it is, even though he's getting older. You know, I don't really mind. What I thought was interesting is that in the article that talks about this whole song and everything, he was really thrown around the idea. He's like, I don't know if I should do this. Should I? Shouldn't I? He ended up going with it. But what he also said is that, you know what, if we had this in the Beatles, John in particular would be all over it. John Lennon, he thinks, would be all over auto-tune.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about that one. John Lennon on the auto-tune, I don't know.
And it's also like, because remember when Cher made this big, when she did that Do You Believe song, and everyone's like, oh my God, this is groundbreaking technology.
Yeah.
And I appreciate the technology where you can auto-tune a person's voice, but I feel like this is old technology. Like, auto-tuning, seriously, is that still a thing?
It's an app on your phone. You can get the auto-tune app, and you speak into your phone, and it auto-tunes for you.
Sweet.
That was my auto-tune impression right there.
But you gotta have this in there.
I feel a lot better about my auto-tune impression after your auto-tune impression.
The other favorite part of my day today is wishing Clayton a happy birthday.
Yay.
It's his birthday and he's pretending that it doesn't matter, but you know what? It's your birthday, dude. Just take it. People are happy you were born. I gave you a gift because I was happy that you are here for another year.
Your gift just shows how much you know me. You got me cereal.
Mm-hmm.
You got me a scratch and win.
I got you milk as well. That's important.
Of course. A Sprite and a Kit Kat Chunky.
Yep.
My four favorite things.
Gift card.
Yeah, my five favorite things. Yeah. Like, thank you a bunch.
You're very welcome.
The thing is, like, when you're born in early January, you don't really care about your birthday because your birthday always gets tied in with Christmas.
Yeah.
So it's during Christmas, it's always like, okay, that's your Christmas and birthday present. Oh, gee, thanks, Mom. Don't I feel special right now, you know? So it's like, whatever. Plus, I don't like the attention on my birthday. I get enough attention from this job. This job is just a huge attention grabber, you know? So I get my attention fixed doing this. I don't like when people do stuff for my birthday. I feel bad.
What? It's going to happen every single year for probably the rest of your life.
I know.
Get used to it.
Brenly already bought me like two Blue Jay hats. She had a big happy birthday thing yesterday.
Rude.
I know.
What a jerk.
Just the worst, you know? But I just feel weird on my birthday.
Don't. Enjoy
it. I don't like being the center of attention.
I can't wait for my birthday. I love presents.
I know.
I love the attention. I wish it was my birthday today.
I'm very thankful my birthday's on a Friday, though. If it's on a Tuesday, you feel like you have to celebrate like all week long until the weekend.
I hate that.
That's more
the
attention. I don't like that. No. Young girls do that all the time, and I don't like that. Let's talk about asparagus.
Shall we?
Weird segue, I know. There is this lady in London who is predicting the future with asparagus. She's calling herself a asparamancer, because why not? Basically what she does, she gets a handful of asparagus, she throws it in the air, and then she can judge what's going to happen by how the asparagus lands.
So instead of reading tea leaves,
She's
reading asparagus stalks.
And the one thing that she predicts, asparagus sales are going to go up. That seems a little fishy.
Does she work for an asparagus company?
She has to be. Like, come on, throwing asparagus, that just doesn't seem fair. Now, the thing is, this is a British thing, so it's a lot of British news. Like, more well-known British businesses will fold.
And Brexit stuff, yeah.
That's one thing that the asparagus predicted. The one thing I don't like about this lady is she's taking credit for all of the predictions. She's like, I predict this. I predict that. You're doing nothing, lady. The asparagus is doing all the work for you. You're just taking all the credit.
Plus, most of the stuff that she's predicted is like a 50-50 thing.
Exactly.
You know, it's like it's either going to do this or that.
Yeah.
So, good for you. You guessed right this time.
Yeah. Like, if the asparagus could talk, they'd probably be pretty upset at this lady. They'd be like, hey, lady, you want to give us some credit here? No, we're doing all the work. You're just sitting on your butt doing nothing. Thanks a bunch. This is not VeggieTales, though, so the asparagus cannot talk.
Juice cleanses. This could be on your list of things that you're doing when you're starting off the new year. Maybe you're looking to detox yourself. The old liver might have been abused over the holidays. Maybe you want to lose some weight. Maybe you just want to be a healthier version of yourself. Experts, though, they're saying juice cleanses, take them or leave them. It's basically pointless.
They're fake news.
They're fake news. Mm. They are not necessarily beneficial. They're not necessarily going to hurt you. It's basically an expensive way for you to deprive yourself of something. Because juice, let's face it, there's no fat, there's no protein, it's just juice.
Yeah.
And some of these cleanses are like ridiculous, especially if you go through a program. Some places have it where they'll send you the juice.
Yeah.
They can cost as much as $200 a week. Obviously, homemade ones are going to be cheaper because you do it yourself. But basically, like I said, the detox juice cleanse thing, you're depriving yourself of vitamins and minerals, which your body actually needs to thrive. And then on the other side of things, it just compensates differently.
Do you have a juicer at home?
I do not.
No?
I have a citrus thing that you, like, twist a lemon on.
That doesn't count. That's not a juicer. Like, one of those big, huge contraptions that you throw something in and it goes, and then juice comes out the other side.
No, I do not.
No, we have one. It's in our storage room collecting dust like 95% of all the juicers on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Juicers are like a Bowflex. You buy it thinking you're going to use it all the time. You use it like 4 times, and it just sits in your basement doing nothing, probably putting laundry on it or something like that.
I hang my underwear on my juicer.
No, that's what you use it for. Hey, ew.
No.
The thing is, we all have that one juice cleanse friend. That one person who just swears by the juice cleanse. And they're always on a different one. Oh, I'm on a beet juice cleanse. Mm. Oh, I'm on this cayenne pepper mixed with lemon water cleanse.
Oh, that,
you know?
Master cleanse.
Like something just like that. I don't like the cleanse, you know? And this is proof that they should just go away.
Well, and they also say, too, like, yeah, you know what? You might lose some weight if you only have juice for a week. But then your body's like, oh, we're eating real food again? Whew, let's gain all that weight back, shall we?
You also might lose weight if you eat nothing but pie for a week. It might happen. That's what these juice cleanses are all about. You might lose weight. You might lose weight doing a lot of things, though.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.